What are some of the technical challenges in this type of surgery?
Well, liver surgery historically was always sort of one of those frightening areas for surgeons. Very high vascular supply, high blood rate. Bleeding was considered a big issue. When I trained, probably a third to two-thirds of the patients received blood transfusions during or immediately after the operation. So many of us who were very interested in this looked at better ways. For example, I can tell you our blood transfusion rate now at MD Anderson is less than 4% for a major liver resection. So we've developed techniques that allow us to do these operations much more rapidly, much more safely in terms of risk to the patient, need for transfusion. You really need to be comfortable with the blood supply of the liver. You need to be trained to use intraoperative ultrasonography to understand the association of tumor with blood vessels, where to resect to make sure you get a negative margin. That's something that I think needs to be emphasized and oftentimes isn't. You may be perfectly comfortable doing a liver resection, but if you aren't trained in intraoperative ultrasonography, you may miss lesions. Even in this day of age of modern CT and MRI scanning, we looked at our findings on intraoperative ultrasound, and we found that 12% of the time we found additional lesions with intraoperative ultrasound that were not seen on preoperative imaging.
Have surveys been done, or do you have any feeling in terms of how often intraoperative ultrasound is used in a community setting?
The answer is we do have a feeling for that, and if they have a surgical oncologist who's been trained in the technique, it's done routinely. Intraoperative ultrasonography is not a part, unfortunately, of standard general surgery residency training, so most general surgeons would not be using it routinely.
So if I'm a referring doc, let's say medical oncologist, would that be a way to sort of figure out whether or not the surgeon I'm dealing with should be operating on my patient's liver?
That's a fair question to ask the surgeon. Do you perform intraoperative ultrasonography on every patient you do a liver resection on? If the answer is no, that's probably not the right person to do the operation.